Snoopy Knowing, episode 9. We're coming up on 10 episodes. Episode 9. This is a part 2 to last week's episode of Can Men Handle the Same Hurt That They Put Women Through? Everybody wasn't done talking. Everybody didn't get to get their words in last week, so they wanted me to do a part 2. So we're doing a part 2. Everybody who ain't get to say something last week, or if you missed last week's episode, now your chance to get your word in. Call in, join the live on Facebook, join the live on Instagram, and let me know what y'all got to say. Bridget on Facebook said, women are emotionally attached. Men act without emotions. I agree with that, Bridget. You smart. You be knowing too. Benny Andrews, my dog, what's up on Facebook? He watching. So this is what I'm saying. So this is where we going. Let's get into it. So no, a man can't handle the same hurt as a woman. But it's for different reasons why a man can't handle the hurt that a woman. And we already kind of covered that last week. If you missed it last week, women used to being hurt. And I want to clean that up this week. I said that last week. Women been getting hurt since they was in elementary school, grade school, high school, college. They've been getting their heart broke. And that sounds like men just do women wrong. That's not what I'm getting at. That ain't what I'm saying. It ain't that men just do women wrong, but women put themselves out there more to be in love and to be hurt and to be vulnerable. When they don't need to, they jump into relationships with people they shouldn't be in relationships with, so then they end up getting hurt. Is that the man's fault? I don't think that's the man's fault. I think women need to slow down with jumping in so many relationships and wanting to be with somebody all the time. So on the flip end of that, men don't do that as often. Men don't fall in love often. Men don't get a lot of girlfriends throughout life, from middle school to high school to college. We might get 2, maybe 3 girlfriends our whole life. So we not used to going through the same thing y'all go through over and over again. We get our heart broke that one time in middle school, that one time in high school, and it's going to take forever before we shake back from that. We ain't giving nobody else an opportunity to break our heart, to hurt us, to make us look stupid. But women, for whatever reason, y'all more optimistic. Y'all willing to let a nigga play with y'all again, potentially hurt y'all again, potentially get your heart broke again. So you used to dealing with that hurt, that pain. So that's why you were able to deal with it more. Niggas, for the most part, we only dealt with that once or twice in life. And when it happened, we ain't used to it. So it break us down way harder than it break y'all down. Jazz on Instagram say, men waste a lot of time wasting other people's time to avoid being hurt. Okay. Benny say, negative, my guy. Okay, what you disagree on, Benny? On Facebook. Bridget on Facebook see, great friends think alike. I'm trying to tell them, Snoopy Knowing. Jazz Forever on Instagram say that's a defense mechanism. It's a defense mechanism, but or is it just smart? Is it a defense mechanism? Or you just, I don't want to go through this again. I did this once, I learned my lesson, and I don't want to go through this again. Benny on Facebook say we can't handle that hurt. Now, I already said that, Benny, you might have missed when I said that. We definitely cannot handle the hurt. But I'm trying to explain why men can't handle the hurt. It ain't just because we can't handle it. There's a reason behind why women can deal with it better than men can deal with it. Amy on Instagram says, shit, not me, I'm hurt. Because these niggas know, you know. Listen, it's not across the board. It ain't 100% for everything. We just talking about the majority of women and the majority of men. Majority of women, y'all done had y'all fair share of heartbreaks by the time y'all, let's say you 25, 30 years old. Let's say you done had your feelings hurt a few times by the time you 25, 30 years old. For men, it's going to be less than whatever the woman had. Because we ain't going, it's going to hurt us that one time or that second time, and we going to play it smart going forward from there. We ain't going to keep putting ourselves in a position to be hurt. Now, Jazz on Instagram say that's a defense mechanism. Call it a defense mechanism or call it smart. I'm not going to keep putting myself in harm's way if I ain't got to. But women, y'all move off emotion. Y'all need that emotion. Y'all need that connection. So for whatever reason, y'all willing to put yourself out there more than men. So y'all can handle being hurt because you done been hurt more than a few times. Amy on Instagram said, I was raised around guys, dude. That's why. I wanted to get in that too, Amy. Thank you for saying that. Straight Jig on Instagram says it's an unfamiliar territory for us. Exactly. It's uncharted waters for us. It happened that first time and we shook. What the fuck is this? What the fuck just happened to me? I don't like feeling like this. I don't like this feeling. And we shake that off and we ain't trying to do that again. Y'all do it and go right back to the same situation 6 months or a year from then. Jazz Forever on Instagram say y'all willing to take the chance, which is why when y'all get hurt, y'all aren't willing to take the chance, which is why when you get hurt, you can't handle it. That's exactly what I'm saying. And it's not that we're not willing to take the chance. We calculate it. We move calculated. When we choosing a partner or something like that, we moving calculated. We not just moving off our feelings and off. We vibing. We've been vibing off these last couple of dates. We look at shit deeper than most women do. So back to Amy saying she was raised around a lot of guys. That's why she different. So all that shit play a part. Your demographic play a part. How you was raised. If you was raised around a lot of women. If you was raised around a lot of men. Of course, if you was raised around men, the way men act and think is going to rub off on you more. If you raised around just all women, you just got women energy around you. So that's all you know. So you're going to be a full-fledged woman. You ain't got no nigga in you. You ain't got no thug in you. So you just being a woman and you just willing to keep repeating that cycle because you ain't had no man around you showing you how men move. On Facebook, Bridget say, honestly, women, if they are not emotionally in tune with themselves, shouldn't have male friends because men will see that weakness. I mean, everybody got weakness when you're vulnerable. If you're vulnerable, you're going to show weakness. If you're willing to put yourself out there to be with somebody, you're going to show weakness because you're in an open state. So that's for men and women. Jazz Forever on Instagram say, but on the other hand, a lot of men will cheat on a woman. That makes no sense. So once again, this go back to, what are my children doing upstairs? Can y'all hear them? So listen, that go back to the double standard of men and women. A man is expected and known to act and behave a certain way, and a woman is expected and known to behave in a different way. Women can't do the same shit. And let me fix that too from last week. I kept saying women can't do what men do. Women can't do what men do. And all the women like, women could do what men do. Women could. Yeah, you can. A woman can do and behave and act like a man do. But what you going to get in return from that? You can act like a man. Where is that going to get you? Because men don't want a woman who do niggerish and manish shit. If you out here moving like a man and doing what a man do, don't no man want you. No man going to take you and build with you if you doing what a man do. Same way, a woman ain't going to take a man in who out here moving like a woman. If you a man and your feelings always hurt, you always need attention, you always need affection all the time, you always need to be up under your woman, a lot of women ain't going to like that. A lot of women going to say, you acting like a woman. So a woman don't want a man that act like a woman, and a man don't want a woman that act like a man. It's double standards on both sides of the aisle, but like I said on last week, men willing to accept the double standard. We know how a woman act versus how we act. We know it ain't fair, we know it ain't right, but it is what it is. Women seem to see how men act and behave and want to say that it's not right, it ain't fair, but it is what it is. You're not going to change something from the dawn of time. This is how men have been behaving since the dawn of time. This is how women been behaving since the dawn of time. And y'all rather complain about it and fight it. It ain't changing. It ain't changing no time soon, if ever. Bridget on Facebook said, you moving like a man, then you for the streets, period. Exactly. If a woman moving like a man think she for the streets. He ain't taking us seriously. You ain't going to meet moms. You ain't coming over to the crib like that. I'm only hitting you at 2-3 in the morning. Shit like that. Jazz on Instagram said, times are changing. Amy said, I guess it will get them a lot of nuts. Jay Nash on Instagram said, you down here podcasting, they jumping over dresses. I don't know what they doing, bro. I don't know what they supposed to be in bed. You know how them kids do, though. But yeah, so it's a reason why a man can't take that hurt. It's a reason why women used to taking that hurt and dealing with that hurt a lot better. And on another note, as a man, men got a lot of testosterone. Men got a lot of aggression. So when a man get hurt, it's dangerous for a man to get hurt at the levels that women get hurt. The way that women be getting hurt and the shit that women go through, for a man to deal with that is dangerous. Because as a man, just as a man, as the male species, they more aggressive. They get angry. So it's harder. Hold on. Amy said, they do it first, we do it the worst. She's just kidding. Nah, but like I'm saying, it's dangerous for a man to feel that pain. How he gonna take it out gonna be different how a woman gonna take it out. Now, you might get a crazy woman that's gonna take it out and, you know, one of them crazy women won't fight, won't get physical, or won't destroy your property and all that. But even when she do that, she's still not as dangerous as a man if he feel that same level of hurt and feel that same level of aggression that she got. It's gonna be way hard. It's gonna be worse. So you don't even want a man to feel that pain, that level of pain like a woman. That's another reason why we not meant to feel that, because we more dangerous. We ain't meant to keep going through that. We too dangerous to the opposite sex to be dealing with that type of pain. You see the stories all the time when these men flash out and what the result be. Cause we not chemically balanced enough to emotionally handle that shit. And it turned physical with a lot of men. Cause that's a man. Jazz Forever say that means men aren't as emotionally intelligent as a woman. Ain't no argument here. But what is emotionally intelligent? Is it intelligent to be that emotional? I'm an emotional person myself. Like, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So I can tell you, it ain't much intelligence behind it. Because when you feel in the way, you feel in the way. Ain't no intelligence behind the shit. So I don't know if emotionally intelligent is the term you want to roll with. Amy on Instagram said, yeah, y'all be trying to cut females when y'all in pain. Not at all. Facts. Bridget on Facebook, that's why I'm happily married, friend. Don't have time or energy. And that's where maturity come in with men with the hurt. We ain't trying to feel that. We don't want to feel that. So we going to settle down. We gonna find this one woman that we think not out here for the streets, not moving how a man move, and we going to pick this woman. So a lot of women always be like, well, why a man get married if he ain't ready to settle down? A man might not necessarily, quote unquote, be ready to settle down, but he ain't trying to play around these streets either and have his feelings hurt either. He going to take the best woman that he know, the best woman that he done dealt with and in a relationship with that he could love and trust and build with. Even if he's not ready to, quote unquote, settle down, that's the woman he going to be with. Because it's going to save him from that hurt that he strategically already saying, I'm not built for that. I ain't trying to deal with that. I ain't got time to deal with these bitches in the street. Jazz Forever says, so settling. See, that's another problem. Women, that's not a real thing, settling. What do you mean settling? That's not a settle. That's a smart decision when you picking somebody to be with. I got somebody trying to join in on Facebook. Let's see what they talk about. Karina trying to join in on Facebook. I don't think I had nobody join in on Facebook before. We're going to see how this goes. They adding her in right now. Karina, I got you. It say you coming in now. It's adding you. Never did it on Facebook, so let me know when you come through. Look at all the women on Instagram saying exactly that's settling. Settling is most definitely settling. It's not settling to a man. Keep trying to tell y'all, women got one way of thinking, men got another way of thinking. Y'all women throw that word around about settling. A man is not settling, is somebody who he don't want to be with. And he just be with her for whatever reasons. That don't have nothing to do with how he feel about her. He want to be with this woman. That don't mean he ready to settle down. That don't mean he ready to stop playing in the streets. That don't mean he ready to come inside every night. That don't mean he ready to listen to his woman problems every night. He not necessarily ready to settle down. But he got the woman he want. He ain't settling. He got the woman he want. And he got that woman, and he know that this woman not about to play no games with him. He made the best decision for him. Juice on Instagram said he taking up space for the next one. I don't even know what that means. What you mean taking up space for the next one? Jazz Forever and Juice said, because he's emotionally immature. I don't know what being emotionally mature gets you women. If we're going to be honest, we're going to keep it a buck. If y'all so emotionally mature, where it gets y'all for the most part? Karina, I tried to let you on. I don't know what happened. Try to call back. I'm going to send another request to try to get you on. I don't know what happened. We lost you on Facebook. Karina on Facebook. All y'all talking on Instagram, somebody hit the join button. Somebody come in live with me and let's talk about it. Because y'all keep talking about this stellar. And these words that women use, I guarantee you, men don't use these words in our vocabulary. There's not a man talking to his partner or his friend or his brother or his cut and saying, oh, you settling. Oh, I settled. No, we don't. That's not what we do. That's not what we think. Because it ain't settling. We picked the woman that we wanted for the reasons we wanted the woman. That don't mean that we fully ready to integrate into husband and wife society yet, dude. That's because that's just a man. It takes us a longer time to get there, but we know the woman we want. We ain't settling for somebody that we don't want. Settling is being with some motherfucker that you don't want, but you being with them because they gonna help you pay the bills or they gonna, you know, whatever the case is. You don't even want this motherfucker, but might as well. That's settling. Men ain't settling for might as well. Juice said on Instagram, a man that is settling is taking up space for the next man that doesn't want to settle. Settling is being content to do nothing. Y'all gotta let these cliche terms and ideas go, man. It ain't real life. It ain't real life. And y'all living by this shit, but it ain't real life. Ain't no man settling. I ain't gonna say no man. When I say no man, I just mean majority of men. I ain't saying 100% of men. I'm saying majority. We ain't settling. That's how y'all look at it. Because y'all mentally immature. You feel me? If we emotionally immature, then y'all are mentally immature because y'all worried about the wrong shit. Men worried about the right shit. When they want to be with a man, when they want to be with a woman, they worried about the right shit. Women, for the most part, be worried about the wrong shit. That ain't settling. This the woman I want. That don't mean I'm ready to behave. That don't mean the nigga ready to behave, but he know the woman he want. He know the woman he ready to be with. He know the reasons why he want this woman. He know what she bring to the table. His peace of mind. He ain't got to worry about being hurt. That ain't settling. That's making a wise decision. Juice say, what is the right things men worry about? I just named them. Keep up. Snoop be knowing. Lynette on Facebook said, men settle too. Y'all just don't say it. Bridget on Facebook said, and you right. Bridget said, I cannot sit in my thoughts. Realtor Amy on Instagram, maybe they are conflicting a man being comfortable with a woman as settling. I don't know. All these terms that y'all using, I hate to tell y'all the only ones that's using it. Y'all women are the only ones that's using these terms. Men are not talking about this shit. Men are not saying this shit. We don't think like that. We don't think about settling. We don't think about being comfortable with a woman. We don't, that's not how we operate. That's not how we built. Amy said, what's in that cup? If you know me, you know I only drink brown. You know I only drink brown. So, I hear y'all with the whole settling thing. That's women talk. Men don't say shit like that. Ty on Facebook said, a woman has to add to a man's purpose and vision. That's another thing. A man looking to see if this lady that I'm with, how does she help me moving forward? Does she make me a better man? Does she add on? Or is this somebody I got to drag along the way? We ain't looking to have nobody dragging along the way. And look, y'all, we kind of getting off topic. We getting off topic. Y'all be going left in the comments. I appreciate y'all. But y'all be going left in the comments. We trying to break down why a man can't handle the same hurt that a woman deal with when dealing with a man. Straight G said, you got to start saying a smart man. Right. And that's my problem. See, when I be saying men or when I say women, I'm not talking about your average on the block, on the corner man who ain't got no sense, on the corner woman who don't have. When I say this man and woman stuff, I'm talking about reasonable, responsible thinking men and women. Not, you know, little pookie them. I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about reasonably responsible and reasonable thinking men and women when I'm having these conversations with y'all. Bridget on Facebook said, because we have to go deeper in our feelings. Women always deepen their feelings. That's how a woman is designed. That's what a woman designed to do. Men not designed to do that. Baseline Vida said, woo child, I'm listening. The CI Garda said, men be taking L's just in private. Of course men take L's. Of course it's in private. Everything that men do is in private. That's another reason why with this whole hurt situation and how we handle hurt and handle it different from y'all. A woman will get in a relationship with a man for 6 months. And you know what? In the third month, she posting everything about this man on Instagram, how good he is and how much he take her out and how happy she is and da da da. You never see a man do that. You never see a man do that. Why? It ain't because he don't love this woman. It ain't because he hiding this woman. It ain't because he still messing with bitches. It's because he preparing himself to not get hurt and look foolish in the future. Y'all don't think about that. Most women do not think about that. You're posting everywhere. You're posting your dinner dates. You're posting your trips. You're posting a man. Or this new thing that they're doing now. They're posting a man and covering up his face and all that stupid shit. Childish as hell. If you're doing that, you're childish and you're a weirdo. Sorry. But anyway, women do this. They get with a man and they so happy to be with a man. They posting all these little things. Even if they're not posting a man, they letting it subliminally be known that they with a man. You never see men do this. And we don't do it because if this don't work out, I'm going to be butthurt and everybody going to know I'm going to be butthurt. So if it don't work out, I'd rather be hurt, like Jazz said, in private. Y'all women willing to be hurt in public. Y'all willing to be hurt in public. Y'all put yourselves out there to be hurt in public with a man who you've been talking to for 4 or 5 months. Amy on Instagram said, I just told my daughter this last week, I never post what her father buys me. Y'all post gifts, trips. And then it slowed down after the 6 months. By the 12th month, we don't see you posting the shit no more. We don't see the trips no more. We don't see the man no more. You know why? Because everybody know something happened. Y'all ain't together no more. Y'all done broke up. You posting all these subliminal quotes on Instagram, subliminal quotes on Facebook. Looking crazy. So yeah, men take their L's in silence. We prepare for that before it even happened. We gonna make sure we don't look crazy before it happened. Straight Jig on Instagram just told Jazz, just don't want to look stupid if it don't last. It's women who post a new dude every 7 to 8 months looking foolish. That's the thing. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all prepared to be hurt. Y'all do this every 2 times a year. Y'all do this twice a year. Y'all prepared for that. Y'all know how to deal with that hurt. Men ain't doing this. So we ain't prepared for it. Jazz Forever said, I don't agree with constantly posting your new man every other month. You might not agree with it, but can you agree you see it all the time? Can you agree that you've done it at some point in your life? And don't cap. You done did it at some point in your life. Posting about this man. You ain't give that relationship a time to blossom. You ain't give a relationship a time to have hard times. You ain't have a relationship time to deal with an issue. But you living in the honeymoon phase and y'all can't wait to be so happy to be with somebody that you got to tell everybody. And in return, when it don't work out, you hurt. But you able to move on and go get another dude 6 months, 8 months after that. A man could never get hurt and then move on 6-8 months after that. We ain't built like that. Juice on Instagram say, I've done it. I'm shamed. Of course you did it. Mahogany on Instagram says, I don't post shit. You might not post it now, but every woman has done this at some point. Even if it wasn't posting, if it was just telling your girlfriends all about this dude, this new dude that you got, if it was about telling your cousins or your sisters, y'all all have done it. And all I'm saying is, I'm not judging y'all about it. I'm just saying that's a setup to be hurt. And the reason men don't do it is because it's a setup to be hurt. But I see a lot of women saying if a man don't post you, he ain't proud of you. Or he's still dealing with other bitches. Or he does that. Nah. Men like to try to save face. We don't like to look stupid. We don't like to feel hurt. We don't like to feel pleased. And I would agree that women probably don't either, but y'all more willing to put yourself out there to be in that situation. Men don't. Realtor Amy on Instagram say, more importantly, they be bringing them around their kids. Absolutely. Hold on, because I forgot. Pause, time out. Because some shit pissed me off today, and I need to address it. Mika on Facebook say, what we talking about? I'm late. We still, this part two of men being hurt and not women. Sorry, y'all. Men not being able to handle the same hurt as women. That brown kicking in. Hold on, but let me fucking address something right quick. Pause from this topic. It was a situation in Houston. These people got out of some, I don't know what it is. It ain't Uber, but it's some shit like that or something. They got out the car. Three different people with a toddler who was like almost 2 years old. They all got out the fucking car on their own. Nobody got the toddler out. The toddler opened the door on her own and got out the fucking car. The grown people walked off, going inside the house, and the toddler walked in front of the vehicle. And the person driving the vehicle didn't see the toddler and ran over this child. The child died in the hospital. I'm so fucking pissed off about it, because this going to a previous episode that I brought up about bad fucking parenting, man. Protect your fucking children, bruh. Protect your children. Stop being so fucking ignorant and stupid. All of them that got out the fucking car, they in pajamas, they got bonnets on. Y'all perpetrating, the status quo for fucking, stereotypes, man. I'm looking at these dumb motherfuckers. Y'all getting out the car with bonnets on and bed clothes on. And ain't nobody grabbed the fucking child. Nobody grabbed the child. And then they won't fight. They all beat the driver up. They pull him out the car and whooping his ass. Somebody's whoop y'all fucking ass. It ain't that man's fault. He can't see. He ain't know. It's y'all fucking fault. Fucking trash ass people, trash ass parents. That shit pissed me off. How you let a 2-year-old get out the car and walk around in front of the car by themselves? But it's always them type, dude. It's always them type. You will never see a well-dressed person, a person that present themselves well in these type of situations for the most part. It's a fucking hierarchy of people in the world. Motherfuckers who going out with going in the airport and going in the grocery store in their fucking pajamas and going out in your bonnet and then slippers everywhere you go. This is the type of shit they do because y'all ignorant. Y'all fucking ignorant. And y'all shouldn't even have kids, most of y'all. That shit pissed me off. And then all them got the nerve to beat this man up and drag him out the... Man, listen. I'm so pissed off about that shit. Jazz on Instagram say those bonnets and PJs have them absent-minded. They already absent-minded. That's why they doing it. A person who is absent-minded, they gonna do that. They gonna go out in their fucking pajamas and slippers and bonnets. A person with not much sense and not much smarts and not much decorum, they gonna go out in bonnets and pajamas and slippers to the grocery store, to the bank, to their child's school. I hate to categorize my people. I love my people. But them motherfuckers, it's the same way. This go back to the episode when I was talking about the girl wanted to go out to the club, so she dropped her baby off at the overnight daycare. Yeah, everybody saying I'm judging. She need a night out. Man, listen, man. Protect your children, man. Protect your children. Ain't nothing else more important than your children. They ain't asked to come here. Whether it was a mistake, that's your mistake. You fucked up. You did that. You brought a child here. So once you know you're pregnant, once you know you got a child coming into this world, your fucking switch need to flip. It ain't about me no more. It ain't about you no more. It's about the child, the children. So fucking sick of y'all, man. Trash. Sorry for that rant and that sidebar, y'all, but that shit really pissed me off and had me hot earlier today, man. Let me take a breather. What y'all saying in the comments? Facebook, Bridget said, my main job today is to protect my kids. I'm their mama. I will go to jail, and anyone who knows me know that. Exactly. Your only job is to protect them. They can't protect themselves. They can't clothe themselves. They can't feed themselves. That's your job. And that come before your well-being, you needing a break, or any of that stupid shit that everybody keep talking about. That come before that. Look Noel on Instagram and say, what this episode about? Thank you for reeling me back in and getting back to the episode. This episode 9, this is a part 2 of episode 8. Can men handle the same hurt that they put a woman through? I had people who wanted me to do a part 2, so I did a part 2. And that's where we at. I just had a side ranter. Man, I'm so... I gotta stop. Listen, y'all. I gotta stop drinking for these episodes. My words be so slurred and I be losing my train of thought. Side banter about the situation that happened out here in Houston with the little girl who died, the toddler, got ran over by the car that her people just let her walk in front of. Amy said, looks like there'll be a part 3. No, we gonna put this one to bed. So I need y'all to call. I need somebody to join in. Who want to join in on the live? Who got something to say? Who don't agree with what Snoop's saying? Who agree with what I'm saying and want to elaborate on it? I need somebody to join in. Hit the join button. Come in on the live. I know y'all be worrying about y'all makeup ain't done. Y'all hang done. Whatever. Point the camera at the ceiling. It don't matter. I just wanted to get y'all in and see what y'all got to say on the topic. Shout out to everybody coming in on Facebook, man. Mike P on Facebook. Samantha on Facebook. All right, who we got? We got Look Nola coming in. What happened to Karina on Facebook? She ain't never come in. BK Cheek on Instagram say, not point the camera at the ceiling. Yeah, if they worry about how they look, just point the camera at the ceiling.
Hey, my hair ain't done, so I'm going to point my camera to the ceiling. But look, I just want to say something on this episode. Like, niggas really can't take it, you know. Heartbreak is on a whole nother level with a man. Like, it take us a few days to, like, shake back. I remember a guy a long time ago had us riding in the East. I ain't gonna say no name. But a dude...
Go ahead.
Spill a story.
I'm gonna get into the story. Go ahead, spill a story.
A good friend of mine had his heart broken. He wasn't eating or nothing, you know what I'm saying? And he had us riding in the east of New Orleans where all the choppers and guns at, and a van full of niggas gonna find this nigga who took his old lady. You know what I'm saying? And he just couldn't deal with the hurt. Like, this nigga wasn't eating or nothing. I'm like, man, you not eating behind a woman and shit? But, you know, I had never experienced it until, you know, my earlier ages. And, you know, it's really tough for us, bro. It takes a lot out of a man, and it, like, really shell-shock us. It's like going to war and coming back home. We'll never be the same.
Facts. So, let me add some context to what he's talking about. And I'm keeping a buck with y'all, man. This was about me when I was about 17 years old. I'd have told this story. If you know me, I'd have told this story to you. If you know me personally, I'd have told this story to you. And so it was my girlfriend at the time. We had broke up. I was going through whatever. I don't know. Found out she was dealing with another nigga. We was in high school. I went to one high school. She went to a separate high school. I found out she was messing around with some nigga at the other high school while we was on our little split up or break up or whatever you want to call it. Sick to my stomach. Hurt. Sick to my stomach. Hurt.
Nigga wasn't eating.
And this go back to what I said about a man being aggressive and physical. And I won't fight the nigga. I'm 17 years old. I'm at the nigga top. We from uptown. We from Hollywood. We from uptown New Orleans. I found out that homie lived in the east in Mishu. If you know anything about New Orleans, you know Mishu is way out there. We 17 years old. We done mobbed up in two cars. I'm going to find it. I'm going around the school. I'm going around the school to find this nigga. They went to Reed.
No, not a car. We was in a van. A van and a car.
I'm going around Reed to find this nigga because I'm so hurt and pissed off and mad. I want to whoop this nigga ass. The nigga wasn't even at school. I done asked niggas at school where the nigga live at. We going around the nigga house finding out where this nigga live at because I'm hurt. Because I done had my heart broke for the first time, and I ain't know how to deal with it because I ain't never dealt with it before.
But she
and
had.
I was willing and ready to go all out. I'm ready to hurt something, punish something, everything, because that's how I was feeling.
But continue the story. She had to deal with you being a cheater at the time, but you couldn't take the same thing that you dished out. You know what I'm saying?
And so that's what we going through.
All that could have got a life sentence behind this nigga heart. So
if y'all want to use the phrase or the term of that a man could dish it out but can't take it, I agree. I agree. I am not disagreeing with nobody who say a man could dish it out but can't take it. All I'm getting to the bottom of is why he could dish it out and can't take it. Why does he dish it out?
I'm gonna tell you because our hearts are wired different. So, like, the woman know how to deal with the emotions. Like, I heard T.D. Jakes say this. A woman know how to nurture and deal with her emotions as a little girl because they play with baby dolls. They play with kitchen sets and all that. So, by the time they get to our age, some of them know how to manage a little more because they've been emotional behind those baby dolls and stuff like that. A man, he play with basketballs and push trucks around and all that. So, we never get a chance to share our emotions as a kid. So, by the time we get to where we at, we pretty much dumbfounded by emotion. So when we get hit with it, it hit us like a truck. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, that makes sense. I mean, and it's what I've been saying. We just wired differently. Nobody told little girls to play with dolls and play house
play cooking. That's part of their structure.
That's what they wired to do. We wired to ride bikes and jump ramps and play in the dirt and play with Tonka trucks, and we wired differently from birth. It's the yin and the yang, man. So, but that's the whole thing I keep saying. Women keep saying, well, why men do this if they can't take it? The answer is we don't know why men do it. It's because what we hardwired to do.
Right.
The same reason why we don't know why we choose to go run around and play basketball or football or play karate. When the girls is playing house, playing bake, you know, what was it? Easy bake oven. And we don't know why. That's just what we did because that's what's embedded in us. That's how we hardwired. Just the same reason that's how women hardwired.
Right, right, right.
Behind me on Instagram say, thank God for older brothers.
Well,
if
hey,
you don't have older brothers,
hey, now hold up.
Woman, you're definitely going to struggle.
Let me check her on an older brother situation. The way we came up was this. We used to love when you said you had a brother or uncle that taught you the game because we want to see if our game is a little stronger than your brother's. So we're going to try to break your heart on purpose. You know what I'm saying? But if we had aunties giving us the game, you know what I'm saying? I can't say how I'm thinking it. We wouldn't be able to accept the same thing if a woman overpowered what our aunties taught us. You know what I'm saying? So we used to love when you said you got a brother. That you tell me you got a brother, I'm gonna dog you out first day.
Hold on, baseline vitacy. Tell me what to do to make a man hurt until they throw up. What?
He can tell you that nigga was throwing up.
Nah, man, hold on. No, stop. Stop. What? What are we talking about? Why you want to make a man hurt till he throw up? What are you talking about? Right, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right, I don't know how to hang it up.
I got you. I think I got you. I don't know how to hang you up either. There we go. Baseline vibes. What's that about? Hold on, you gotta hold on. What you mean you wanna know how to hurt a man until he throw up? What you on? What who done hurt you? She wanna hurt a man. She said besides messing with another man, I want him to be sick. I don't condone that baseline vitals. I don't condone you treating another man, I mean doing a man to make him what he what's the goal? Why? What's gonna be the end game for that? If you get him to hurt that bad, what you think the end game for that gonna be? Look, Nola say I'm low. Y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear me on the live? I'm good. Y'all can hear me? Oh, I did turn the mic down a little bit. Y'all can hear me now? Y'all good? I'm good. See, I gotta say leave with no incident. Cold turkey, no contact. I'm trying to see what's up with baseline vitals. What's wrong with her? All right, so Amy on Facebook, on Instagram say make his chest hurt. Sis, just kidding. They be killing females now. Listen, man, you don't never want to just play with nobody's emotions on purpose. I don't think men do it. When it happen to women, I don't think men are purposely setting out to hurt your feelings. I mean, that's if they was, that's why they do everything in secret. That's why y'all say men, let's say double lives or whatever. They doing it in secret because they not purposely trying to hurt y'all. If they was purposely trying to hurt you, they'll be doing what she just said and throwing the shit in your face. So they not doing it on purpose. Because she can say men do it on purpose. Men don't do it on. I'm just explaining it right now. Mahogany say y'all do it all the time. Because she can say men don't give a fuck. The way women think and the way men think just never gonna. It's never gonna line up. Y'all never gonna understand why men do what they do, and men never gonna understand why women do what they do. Mahogany said, "Nigga just said he would hurt me on purpose because I said thank God for brothers." Wait, who said that? Oh, yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what he was talking about. That now let's go back. I believe what he was saying in our younger years. I believe in our younger years is what he was getting at. I don't think no man, no grown man at our big age right now is doing that. Cause I don't think no woman is shouldn't be telling a man nothing about she grew up with brothers, so woo de woo de woo. Mahogany said nope. Yeah, that was a wild statement. I got kind of distracted by your girl comment, but that was definitely a wild statement that you're gonna try to do it on purpose. But I kind of get what he's saying as far as it seemed like a challenge to a nigga. It seemed like she just told him it can't happen. Now it all depends on what's a man's purpose for dealing with you too. If his purpose is just to play around with you and just to have his way with you, then yeah, of course, that type of stuff is definitely gonna happen. But that go back to women choosing who you deal with and how you deal with a man. But if a man is trying to be with you and trying to learn you and know you, he not doing that. But if you just a, you know, somebody at the moment that he playing around with, of course, yeah, that's yeah, because he don't respect you. I got another person trying to join in, Mahogany. Mahogany said that nigga standing on business.
I'm leaving my shit on the ceiling too.
What you gotta say?
I'm leaving my shit on the ceiling too. But at the end of the day, that nigga just said he'll hurt me on purpose because I got brothers. Because I learned the game. It wasn't sold to me. So just because I learned the game, he coming at my neck. They got plenty of niggas that been at my neck that didn't turn down and wasn't fucking with. Straight up. And I mean, it is what it is. Niggas be mad. Because you know the game.
You think a man is purposely set out to, to hurt you?
Yep. I think niggas do it all the time.
But is it for a reason? Is it because of the energy that the woman might be putting off?
No, I don't think it's because of the energy.
You think a good woman is getting set up by men to be hurt on purpose? I got somebody else joining. I'm going to bring him in with us.
Yo, go ahead. Bring him in. Uh-oh, bring his ass back.
That's him.
Bring him back. Let's go.
What's up, everybody on Facebook, man? Snoopy Noir, episode 9. Can men handle the same hurt that women deal with? Mahogany and I got Look Nola on Instagram Live
Well, first of all, I'd like to say the compliment that we both at the ceiling. But look, Mahogany, I will crush your little heart, baby.
You couldn't crush nothing but a grape.
Don't you ever tell me you got brothers or uncle that told you the game. See, as a man, we're a lion. So I'm going to show you how much I'm a wild out and overpower whatever they taught you. You see what I'm saying? Don't you ever tell me.
See what I mean?
You're going to keep getting crushed. You ain't going to never find what you want telling people you got brothers. So
are you saying that now as a grown man, or are you saying that for something that you have done?
Man, now, as a grown man, if a woman come to me and say, my brothers and uncles taught me the game, I'm going to step back to that teenage me and show her what I'm working with.
But why? Okay, so tell us why would you want
to? Because I'm gonna feel like she playing with me, and I won't see what them niggas taught you. So them niggas taught you what I'm coming with, or them niggas, hold on, let me see how I'm saying it. Is either they taught you what I'm coming with, or they taught you less. So it's like me challenging them.
All right. So would you just go at a woman just off the basis of trying to hurt her?
He's telling you what it's hitting for. Don't try and clean it up for him. He's telling you what it's hitting for.
Because of the woman's energy, or is that what you setting out to do?
It's first of all, she coming at her energy is wrong. If she coming at me, you know how they be. Oh, my brothers nothing told me the game. So once I hear that, we ain't got nothing else to talk about. It's about to see. Let's see who win this game. Once I hear that, it's game on. It's 4-1. You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
See, you're getting smarter already.
It is.
So, okay. So, look what I'm... This is what
slide
I'm
in my right DM.
This is what I'm saying right now. It's the energy from both genders, though. That's the toxic energy that's creating a toxic energy from both genders. You got the woman coming in, letting a nigga know, whatever you think you gonna do, my brothers, my uncles, my daddy, they done told me the game. So you could, don't even try it. The man energy to that is, challenge accepted.
Right. You know, men like to challenge each other.
So if the woman in this situation, and it's not every situation, I'm saying, in this situation, this right here, the woman didn't come in with that type of...
They call that boy Devin Samuels.
That type of cockiness, huh?
Nigga called you Devin Samuels.
That type of cocky mentality, then you not testing the man, because that's what men feed off.
I'm gonna speak to her uncles and brothers through her. And I'm gonna tell them, go reprogram what they done put into her.
You can never.
See, she think they game strong, because see, this is what women don't realize. How your uncles and daddies act inside the household, that's not who they is outside. You see what I'm saying? You might think he got it going on. Mm-hmm. You know, but they don't never show you the women that then crushed them and broke their hearts. So I'm going to speak to them through you and let them know, nigga, I'm that nigga.
Dude, this going forward, y'all women, y'all men, y'all see what the issue is. You should see what the issue is. Y'all in competition with each other. No. Man and woman in competition
watch
with each
this,
other
hey.
To see
watch,
who
hey.
Gonna let who do what. Who not gonna let the other do what.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off.
Hold on. Is any of that even necessary? Does it matter if your uncles or brothers or daddy gave you the game? Do you need to let a man know this as a woman? Do you have to say that?
No.
So when you say that as a woman, what do you think?
We was on this subject and I said, thank God for brothers. He came out with the comment, oh, I put a hurting on her. I don't walk up to men in general and tell them I was raised by brothers. I see what they come. I see where they coming from. I see how niggas speak game. And I don't do nothing but keep dodging that shit. Putting that shit, making a ball up and eating the fucking words. I don't play with them like that. Nigga won't eat the words.
Watch this. Check this out. You going to slide in my DM?
No.
She's scared.
Because I ain't no fucking duck. And you can never play with me and my intelligence talking about something I'm scared because I ain't no little girl. That's what you don't
you're scared. I'm going to talk to your daddy right through you.
Well, then go ahead, baby. Do what you got to do. You going to talk to your fucking self. That's who you going to be talking to. Are them little duck-ass girls you play with all of the time.
Slide in that DM.
Real one. That's what
slide in that DM and I'm going to show your ass.
But I bet you can't show me. I bet you can't fucking show me. Yeah. I bet I ain't
you
one
what
of
saying?
Them. I bet I ain't never... been one of
I
them.
Got
could never be I, one right, of them.
So exclusively Sagittarius said I have two brothers, no sisters, and they both have long-term relationships. Basically, no game was shown to me in that regard. However, over the years as women, y'all teach us how to move too. I agree with that. You dealing with a man, whether if you ain't had brothers or sisters or not, but each man that you deal with teach you a different lesson along the way. I agree with that. Y'all too. I appreciate y'all calling in. Keep it. What's wrong with y'all men and women? Why everything a competition? Why everybody got a flex?
I ain't in no competition. I'm just saying.
That's how with all that.
As women, y'all don't need to flex your muscle. As men,
trying to hurt a man.
Don't need to flex our muscle. If everybody stop flexing their muscle, I think a lot of situations
can be avoided. What you understand? You passing up your husband, but you scared me away. Now that's a wrap.
Well, good. Yeah, have a good day.
Man, listen, we coming up on the hour, y'all. This was a good episode. I appreciate everybody joining in on Facebook, joining in on Instagram. Let me hang up. Let me hang up with y'all. Appreciate y'all calling in. Go ahead and hang up if you called in. I appreciate y'all calling in, man. Episode 9, Snoopy Knowing. This was a good one. Y'all know I upload the episodes to YouTube the next night. So if you ain't catch it tonight, you ain't catch the live, the full episode is on YouTube. Please subscribe to YouTube. If you're on Instagram right now, like the video right now. If you're on Facebook right now, like the video right now. Go to Instagram, go to YouTube, and subscribe to the channel on YouTube, y'all. We'll be back next week, Monday at 8. I think the next episode, I'm going to dig into, I got a couple topics. I ain't going to even address them right now. I got a couple topics I think I'm working on for next week. I appreciate y'all calling in, man. This was a good one. Subscribe to YouTube. Y'all. Good night.